AircheckDownloads.com.
This is Radio 1, and good evening too to Radio 2 listeners. We've just hooked up. If you are listening to Radio 1 on medium wave, you now can pick us up in stereo across the UK for the next couple of hours between 88 and 91 megahertz in FM stereo. I'm Roger Scott, and for the next 2 hours, we count down the best-selling albums of 1988. And for the purposes of this chart, we're ignoring the best-of albums and the compilations albums. So these are the ones for real. Let's start at number 30. This is Prince, the album Love Sexy, and I Wish You Heaven. Played some of the year's best live concerts from the album with that very tasteful photograph on the sleeve. The number 30 album this year from Prince, the album Love Sexy and I Wish You Heaven. At 29, the album Love, this is Aztec Camera and One and One. This is Radio 1. I'm Roger Scott. We're counting down the best-selling albums of 1988. Aztec Camera's album Love at number 29. At 28, The Pasadenas. Band who are new to the charts in 1988, The Pasadenas, from their album To Whom It May Concern, Give a Little Peace, the year's number 28. Counting down the best-selling albums of 1988, this was one of the best-sellers of 87, but sold well enough this year to make it to 27 in this week's year's album chart, I should say. The album The Joshua Tree, U2, Bullet the Blue Sky at 27. Nothing Can Come Between Us. The album Stronger Than Pride, Sade at number 25. At 24, the album Flying Colors, Christopher. Suddenly love. Radio 1 FM, counting down the best-selling albums of 1988. That was a track from the album Flying Colors, Christa Berg, Suddenly Love at 24. 23 now, from the album Give Me the Reason, Luther Vandross, and So Amazing. Love has so music for Christmas Day, Couch Potatoes, there's Luther Vandross. The album Give Me the Reason, So Amazing at 23. 22, it's Introspective, the Pet Shop Boys. Well, I do hope Santa is listening. From the album Introspective, the Pet Shop Boys, I Want a Dog. And the album's this year's number 22. And this was the year's biggest album in America, here at 21, from the album Faith, George Michael and Hard Day.
Do you trust me?
Yeah. The album Faith is number 21 for George Michael. At 20, Rick Astley from Whenever You Need Somebody, It Would Take a Strong, Strong Man. The album Whenever You Need Somebody, Rick Astley. It Would Take a Strong, Strong Man. This is Radio 1 FM. I'm Roger Scott. We're counting down the best-selling albums of 1988. And for the purposes of this chart, we've left out the assorted hits compilations and the best-of compilations. So this is the real thing. At 19, here they come again from their 1987 album, actually, The Pet Shop Boys. And One More Chance. The album, actually, the 19th bestseller in the UK this year. The Pet Shop Boys and One More Chance. Erasure and The Innocents. Number 18, the track is Hallowed Ground. Everybody's intent on killing someone. Radio 1 FM, Christmas Day. I'm Roger Scott. It's 8 minutes to 6. We're counting down the best-selling albums of 1988. I reckon you should be about into your 10th argument of the day by now. Or maybe you're not actually talking to each other by now. The countdown continues at number 17 from The First of a Million Kisses, Fairground Attraction and Claire. The year's number 13 album, that Johnny Hates Jazz, Turn Back the Clock. Here's Belinda Carlisle. Number 12, Heaven on Earth, Circle in the Sand.
Circle in the Sand.
Radio 1 FM, We're counting down the best-selling albums of 1988 as we pick over the turkey bones. Belinda Carlisle, Heaven on Earth, Circle in the Sand, the album's number 12. That was from 87, and this one too, but it's this year's number 11. Whitney Houston and Love is a Contact Sport. The album Whitney, the year's number 11 bestseller. Love is a Contact Sport. Here's another one from 1987 from their album The Christians. This is Hooverville, number 10. From the Dirty Dancing soundtrack, Patrick Swayze, She's Like the Wind, the album's number 8. We're in amongst the really big ones now at 7.
Who's bad?
He was. About a million fans saw him live in the UK this year, and most were amazed. Michael's at number 7, Bross at number 6. The album Push, Bross, Liar, that's number 6. Annie Nightingale's here on Radio 1 at 7 o'clock with her Sunday Request Show. And at 9 o'clock, Radio 1 presents the Christmas Grotto Blaster. 5 hours of back-to-back, non-stop hits to take you into Boxing Day. Was this not the most astonishing year for Tracy Chapman? She's number 5.
Don't you know? Aircheckdownloads.com.